Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Swarm After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad George Troy's here. George has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last year or so. He's a consultant for the Grayson Company. He is the author of The Five Laws of Retail, and that's what he's going to talk to us about today. George Troy, welcome back. It's good to have you back, George. Are you there?
Yes.
There you go.
Great to talk to you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, George, retail, Main Street retail, has really, I mean, we were already coming through what I call the barbell effect a couple of years ago. I wrote some pieces about the ice age, the retail ice age that we've been experiencing on from the big guys and the little guys. Amazon is just getting more and more powerful. It was already hurting Main Street retailers, and then this pandemic came along and shut us down. What do we got to do about this?
Well, I'll tell you, there's lots of things we can do about it, and I think one of the first things that retailers need to do, the small business retailers, is to admit that things are not going to go back to the way they were. Things are going to change. And a lot of what's happened recently has just accelerated changes that were already taking place. So what might have taken the next 10 or 15 years are happening in 6 months or a year.
Right.
So it's a very difficult time.
So what you're saying is it's not the change, it's the velocity of the change.
Well, yeah, really is what it is. For example, if a small retailer, no matter what size they are, a one-store operation has not had an e-commerce site before, now is the time you have to have an e-commerce site.
Oh, yeah, and it's got to be mobile. It's got to be mobile, not just e-commerce, but mobile.
Exactly. And so that's one thing that if it hasn't happened before, you have to do now. Another thing is that retailers, small retailers, need to call in their chips. This is the time, number one, to set your financial house in order if they haven't done it already. If you don't have a lot of cash on hand, and who does, you've got to call in your chips and partner with your business partners, with the bank, with the landlords, with the utilities, and get whatever help you can. This is the time that they have to come to the bat.
It's really important to go ahead and have don't just think about your bank. Call your banker and invite him to lunch, and say, you know, and you got to have a plan, right? You need to say, you know, I want to make sure that I can get my hands on $50,000 or $1 million or whatever your number is. I need to make sure. What do I have to do to you? What do I have to do for you to get you to help me with that? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, exactly. And you know, I talked to several retailers just last week who have gone to their landlords and said, "Look, I don't have any money coming in. My cash flow is basically zero now." And the landlords will usually work with them and either take a reduced rent or postpone rent or make some other kind of an arrangement, because they'd rather have some kind of a tenant and some kind of rent coming in than an empty storefront. So
I think I'd like to land on that for a minute. I think that's a really important point. I would try to negotiate some kind of a discount. See if your landlord will say, "Yeah, I get it. We're all having a tough time. Why don't we just discount it? You know, let me discount the rent that you owe by 20% or something like that." And then whatever you can't negotiate from them that you can't pay, we talked about this yesterday with an attorney. They're recommending that you amortize that over, say, a 3 to 5 year period. Stick it on top of the future rents. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. That's right. And a lot of landlords are very happy to do that, and it's a benefit to them in the long run. The other thing is, and this is really the first law of retail, which is people first. If you have employees or Whoever works with you, you've got to take care of them in some way. My daughter just lost her job. She's a vet tech in a veterinary clinic out here. But what they did was they furloughed them. And in this case, what that happens to mean is that they kept their health benefits for a period of a month or a couple of months, and they were at the same time able to draw on unemployment from the state. So they were able to, you know, hold things together for a time until they could get another job. So at some point, if you've got employees, you're going to need them back. If you can't afford to make the payroll now, you are going to be able to, you are going to want to have them back at some point. So to do whatever you can to take care of your people, people first is always important. So I wanted to mention that also.
Absolutely.
If you have a storefront, if it's a Main Street store, there are physical things that will change. And I've seen that happen in a lot of businesses around that I've seen. And a curbside pickup is one of them. Order online and pick up in the store, or things like that.
Let me tell you a quick story here, George. I heard of a guy who owned a restaurant. It was, you know, wasn't a tablecloth restaurant. It was a nice restaurant, and he shifted over to takeout, got really active and busy and creative with it, and got back to his former level of revenue, and then declared, "Hey, this is easier, more profitable. I'm going to keep doing this. I'm not going to go back to doing it the other way."
Yeah,
he discovered something.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned restaurants, because I have a client too who owns a restaurant, and there a lot of things are going to happen in the restaurant business, and pretty darn quick. One of them is menus are going to be shorter. Menus are going to be shorter. There's not going to be as many items on the menu. And two, I think people are going to expect this, but prices are going to go up. It's going to be a pretty big luxury to go out to a meal or to go to a restaurant or pick up a restaurant.
Yep.
So the prices are going to go up, and the menu items will be less, but it'll be better quality. And that kind of leads me to another thought here, Jim, and that is that I'm absolutely convinced that the retailers who survive this, who get through this, who come out on the other side, are going to be stronger.
Yeah.
That they'll be better retailers.
Right.
You know.
Well, and then we'll have as much competition, unfortunately, for the folks, those who don't make it, because they're going to be this is going to be just like after 2008 and 2009. Only the strong survive.
Well, that's absolutely right. And, you know, in the United States, we were like over-retailed anyway to begin with. So we had almost, on a square foot per capita basis, we had 10 times the amount of retail selling space as Germany, for example.
Right.
Or most countries in
Hold on to that thought. George, we're going to take a quick break first. We're going to come back right back with George Troy. We're talking about retail. Out here on Main Street, he's the master at this. We'll have more of his wisdom after the break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.